of Ovaltine presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the makers of Ovaltine in a brand new series of exciting adventures. Ovaltine, you know, is that delicious food drink for young Americans who want to be always ready for adventure. Strong, healthy, and full of pep. But now, you know there are two kinds of Ovaltine. Regular Ovaltine and the new sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine for those who like an extra chocolatey taste. It's every bit as good for you as regular Ovaltine, with the same important vitamins and minerals and other things to help you grow strong and husky. But besides that, it has a tantalizing new flavor that you'll go for. It isn't like anything you ever tasted. It's rich and tasty and smooth and satisfying. Swell for after school when you're feeling sort of dragged out. And grand for drinking hot or cold with morning, noon, and evening meals. And every time you drink it, you know you're getting lots of mighty important food elements to help your body fill out and develop the way you want it to. So why don't you tell Mother tonight that you'd like to start drinking new sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine every single day? Get a can at your grocery or drugstore. Chances are the whole family will enjoy it with you. And now, Captain Midnight. Yesterday, you remember, Captain Midnight met a mysterious masked stranger in an underground chamber beneath a farmhouse in the hills of Virginia. This masked stranger asked Captain Midnight to take command of a secret squadron to rid the country of a powerful organization of spies and traitors. Captain Midnight is willing to do so, but he hesitates. This might be a clever trick on the part of his lifelong enemy, Ivan Shark. True, Ivan Shark is believed to be safe within prison walls in Canada. But Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey have been away from the United States for a long time. Something could have happened. The masked stranger senses Captain Midnight's distrust. He knows the famous pilot must have complete confidence. Therefore, he unmasks. Momentarily, there's a tense silence. And then Captain Midnight draws in his breath sharply.
I never dreamed it could be you, Mr.
Please, Captain Midnight, don't go any further. You must never mention my name. I believe you will be the first to see the wisdom of such a course.
You're absolutely right, sir. I'm not easily taken off my feet, but I must admit that for a second I was.
I guess you realize now, Captain Midnight, how critical I consider this situation.
There isn't any doubt about that in my mind, sir.
Don't you agree with me that some tremendously powerful force must be behind the disasters of the last few months?
Yes, I do, sir.
What about Ivan Shark? Do you believe Ivan Shark could be at the head of this fiendish organization we are fighting?
Well, sir, my last contact with Ivan Shark was when I captured him and turned him over to the authorities in Western Canada. He was convicted and sentenced to prison, and I don't see how he can be at large. You know how careful they are in Canada about spies and criminals.
Yes, I know. Criminals and foreign agents don't escape easily from Canadian prisons in these times.
I'll get in touch immediately with the Canadian prison authorities and find out about Shark. I must confess, though, that the crimes and sabotage activities of the past few months certainly bear his earmark.
But what do you think of my idea of the secret squadron, Captain Midnight? Do you think it will work?
It's the only feasible plan, sir. We've got to work undercover to catch Ivan Shark.
That's my opinion, too. That's how I happened to conceive the idea of the secret squadron. And for a moment, before we talk about you, let me tell you what I have done and about my plan.
I'm eager to hear about it, sir.
I have already had certain bases constructed at strategic points in the country. Each one of these bases will have a select band of government secret agents on duty at all hours of the night and day. As far as possible, each group of these agents will be kept in its own section. If one of them should fall into the hands of the traitor organization and be put under pressure, he could do no more damage than to disclose his own base. Identification between agents is to be made only by passwords and signs. As far as possible, no agent should know the true name of another. You approve so far?
Absolutely, sir. It looks like a marvelous setup.
Among the agents assigned to the secret squadron are several highly talented makeup artists. In fact, one of them is responsible for the disguise I now wear.
Well, he did an excellent job, sir. I'm sure I wouldn't have recognized you even without the mask.
Disguises are to be used constantly by members of the secret squadron to prevent recognition by the criminal organization.
That's an excellent precaution, sir.
And now, One last thing before we talk about you. I want to tell you about the agent who admitted you to this house today. His work in government service has been outstanding. You will find him completely reliable. He is the only one who knows my identity. His name is Kelly, but he is designated SS11.
SS11?
Yes.
Oh, I get it. SS stands for Secret Squadron.
Correct. And you, if you take charge, will be SS1.
Yes, sir.
Now then, Captain McKnight, perhaps you are wondering why I have chosen you. Many years ago, my predecessor and Major Barry Steele were the only two men who knew the identity of the man who performed such an outstanding service to his country in France in 1917. You were that man, Captain Midnight. And in the years that have passed since that day, you have continued to serve your country as no other man has done. Major Steele has told me of many of your exploits. They are perfectly amazing. I am positive it would be impossible to find a more capable leader for the secret squadron than you.
Really, sir, I don't know quite what to say to all this.
There's only one thing I am anxious to hear you say, and that is the word yes. I know you have given up everything most men hold dear in order to serve your country. Major Steele has told me about your young ward, Chuck Ramsey. I understand the boy is the son of your best chum, who was killed many years ago in an airplane crash. The splendid thing you are doing, taking this boy under your wing. He is very lucky to have a man of your character as his guardian. Major Steele tells me he's a splendid lad.
He is that, sir. They don't make them any better than Chuck.
I rather imagine his ambition is to become a pilot, isn't it? To follow in the footsteps of his father and his father's best friend?
That's it, sir. And he's not bad already.
He shouldn't be, with you as his instructor. But to get back to the point, I know you wish to retire, and you're entitled to it. But your country needs you, Captain Midnight. What do you say?
There is only one answer I can make, sir. Under such circumstances, I can't think of myself. I have only one desire, to serve my country.
I hope that would be your answer, Captain Midnight. Please give me your hand. And now, will you repeat after me the following oath? With full realization that death may be my lot, and while life in me lasts...
With full realization that death may be my lot, and while life in me lasts...
I pledge allegiance to the cause I have espoused. I solemnly swear to save my country from the dire peril it faces, or perish in the attempt.
I pledge allegiance to the cause I have espoused. I solemnly swear to save my country from the dire peril it faces, or perish in the attempt.
And this oath I swear in the name of my country and the secret squadron.
And this oath I swear in the name of my country and the secret squadron.
Not far away in these days of high-speed airplanes and radios is a large city. In a certain busy section of this city, but so far underground that no sound of traffic penetrates its interior, is a chamber intricately and scientifically constructed. It is the work of a genius, an evil genius. As Captain Midnight has suspected, there is only one man in the world who could have gathered together a band of spies and arch-criminals and molded them into an organization as a weapon for the purpose of fulfilling his insatiable ambition, the domination of the world. We find Ivan Shark seated at his desk. He's studying a large-scale map of the country. Slowly he raises his slender hand and...
You call, Master?
Yes, Fang. You will please enter and close the secret door behind you.
Yes, Master. Barnoff has just arrived, Master.
I will see Barnoff in a minute, Fang. But first, is there any news from Gardo?
No, Master. There is no report from Gardo.
Gardo is slipping, Fang. He should have discovered something by this time. It was 6 days ago the rumor came from San Francisco that Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey had returned from China.
Captain Midnight is a smart man, Master.
One of us must be liquidated, Fang. And you know which one it will be.
And both Seven Fang knows which one it will be, Master.
Yes, Fang. Captain Midnight must go. But now I will talk to Bono.
He is waiting in Chamber B, Master.
Good. I will open entrance B and you will go out that way, Fang. No one but you and I must know of our secret entrance.
Yes, Master.
The air pressure is up. I will depress the lever for entrance B. You will enter at once, Barnoff, before the door closes behind you. Be ready for my ring, Fang.
Yes, Master.
Now then, Barnoff, what is your report?
Everything is set for that job coming up next week, Chief.
Oh, yes, Barnoff. Let me see. That will be project number 84.
Yes, boss. That's it.
What are the final plans?
We will have 4 getaway cars parked in front of the arsenal, Chief. Just before the explosion, each car will go in a different direction. We will get away in plenty of time. And no one will be able to pick up our train.
Excellent, Barnoff. Excellent. Now then, that is the emergency signal, Barnoff. You will wait in the entrance outside.
I hope there's a good job coming up, Chief. I will be waiting.
Most important message, Master.
Yes, Fang. What is it?
There is radio message from Washington. The one you are watching has at last made a move.
Indeed, Fang. So it has come at last. Very well. Give me the details.
Yes, Master. Wolf reports the one he has been watching must have left his residence by a secret passageway. He was in disguise. Recognition was made only because 2 government agents were guiding him. He entered the car and was driven west. Wolf and Margot are following him now. As soon as they know where he is going, they will radio another report from their car.
I'm glad this has happened, Fang. The crisis was bound to come sooner or later. This undoubtedly means but one thing. A secret organization is being formed to fight us. We must know who is at the head. Everything about it. A radio report is coming in now. I'll switch on the speaker.
Wolf reporting. Destination, Slater Farm, Virginia. Wolf reporting.
That's enough. The time for action has arrived. Send out calls to our best men, Fang. Radio Gatto at once. Order my plane to be ready at the airport. I will take personal charge and we will leave at once. Any organization being formed to fight us must be destroyed.
And thus we discover that the dangerous Ivan Shark is free and more powerful than ever. Little has anyone dreamed that Ivan Shark has prepared so well, knows so completely, every move that is being made against him. What will happen at the Slater Farm in the rolling hills of Virginia? A titanic struggle is about to begin. Don't miss the breathtaking adventures ahead. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Captain Midnight. But now, let me ask you one favor. If you like this program, if you enjoy the way Captain Midnight's adventures are beginning, tell all your friends, will you? Tell them Captain Midnight's on the air, and boy, is he swell. And then be sure to listen every night, and as it gets better and better, keep on telling your friends to tune in and share in the fun. And don't forget to try that delicious, new, sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, the marvelous, new, better-tasting food drink that everybody is so crazy about. And no wonder. You should just taste it. It tastes so good you wonder if it can be true that it's actually that good for you, too. But say, it certainly is, with all those wonderful vitamins and minerals and things that are in it. Just the things our bodies can use to help keep us strong and husky. Now, better start drinking it today. Just ask your grocer or druggist for new sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. That's all. And now, tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling adventure with Captain Midnight. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the makers of delicious, new, sweet, chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Until tomorrow, then, this is Pierre Andre, your Ovaltine announcer, saying goodbye and happy landing! This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.